Steve Dale's Other World on WGN. 9 minutes before 3 o'clock. After 3 o'clock, Karen Conti is here. But right now, right now on the telephone is Willa Lang. She is the executive director of the Chicago Parks Foundation. We're here to talk about AIDS Garden Chicago. Willa, AIDS Garden Chicago.
Good afternoon.
Hello, the city's first public monument to memorialize the early days of Chicago's HIV epidemic and to honor those who continue to fight against the disease today. I suppose better late than never, but this is wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you. Explain
what this is. It's like a, first of all, I've driven by it. It looks like a, you're going to hate this, a giant Gumby, but that's kind of what it looks like, doesn't it? That Keith Haring, I guess it was his idea?
Well, Keith Haring died from AIDS many years ago. But Keith Haring was a young artist who was also an activist, was very involved in the struggle for AIDS, and his sculpture, Self-Portrait, is really a fitting anchor and symbol for this garden for all. And we were very excited and proud. Dennis Rosenthal and Susan Poole from Rosenthal Fine Art worked with us and the Keith Haring Foundation. And this is unique in size, 30 foot, and you won't see a 30 foot self-portrait anywhere else in the world. This is the only one, and it's all for AIDS Garden Chicago.
Well, it's a 2.5 acre park, and its location is not coincidental, is it?
That is correct. Right. Alderman Tom Tunney, just to give you a little background, Alderman Tom Tunney had come to the Chicago Parks Foundation about 4 years ago, and this is his vision and his idea, and he had always wanted to have a place in Chicago and our landscape to really memorialize this day, but also, as you mentioned earlier, to celebrate and honor those who continue to live with HIV and AIDS today. And the Belmont Rocks, which is where this site was selected specifically, was unique and sacred, really, to the gay community in the late 60s through the early 90s. And this was a place along the lakefront that the gay community could gather and gather out in the sunlight. You know, all the bars, the windows were blackened, and you couldn't be comfortable and be gay in Chicago, which is just so hard to believe today. And I think generations today just don't get it. But the Belmont Rocks was the place to be. And that is why Alderman Tom Tunney in the Chicago Park District had designated this spot for AIDS Garden Chicago.
And the spot specifically, for those who don't know, is where?
Is just south of Belmont Harbor, right off of Lakeshore Drive. So you can see Self-Portrait, the giant green sculpture from Lakeshore Drive. And it's no accident that we wanted it to be prominent. We wanted it to be front and center, and we wanted it to be out there. And we welcome all to visit it. It's absolutely fantastic. It's like no other place along the lakefront, and certainly not like any of our parks in the Chicago Park District portfolio.
And also it's a sanctuary. I'm not sure I've got, but it's like a peaceful kind of getaway almost, and it's a park.
Yes, it is. And the landscape designer was Design Workshop, Manisha Cowell. And what she had really created in her design is meandering paths and also limestone boulders that are reminiscent of the Belmont Rocks. And the idea of this garden is to be a place of reflection. It is to be a peaceful place. But we also know it's going to be a place where people gather and share the stories, because there are so many stories, and we want to make sure that nobody forgets, and that those people who did die that their memories can live on forever through the stories that we share.
And that's an important message. Do you know anything, Willa, about the Reclaim Pride March that apparently is taking place right now in East Lakewood?
Right.
Can you tell me about it?
I don't really know anything about it. I read probably the same thing that you did. I know the Reclaim Pride March is going to be meeting at a location, I think somewhere in Lakeview, and walking and, you know, spreading their message as well.
All right. Well, it's a good message, and it's a great, you know, the message to me is let's remember those people. I mean, it's amazing to think that the windows, and I'm old enough to remember, the windows had to be shaded, and it's a neighborhood
right.
I live in, and and today that's not the case, but you forget all of those who came before who sacrificed, and not being a part of that community, there's no way I can completely comprehend, but I'm glad Chicago has done this. Congratulations.
You're so right, Steve. And, you know, I want to just tell you one more thing that's special about the garden, if I can.
Fast.
And that is we filmed and collected stories that you can access on QR codes through signs along the pathway. And our goal was not only for people to visit and reflect, but also to be educated. And so when you go through the garden, you will see these signs, and they are connected to acegardenchicago.org website, where there's other stories. We are making what's called a digital quilt.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so very much. And come visit us at Ace Garden Chicago.
Indeed, and we can have you on again. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve. Bye-bye.